She was locked in the van, in a cage, actually. She was the only woman in a van full of seven other inmates. All the other inmates were men. So there was a protocol to keep the women separated. So she was locked in what was basically the size of a dog crate. And she was not permitted to get out to use the bathroom. They fed her food through the cage wires. So basically, here's this woman in a van with seven other guys. She's been forced to go to the bathroom in front of these guys. So at some point during the trip, she decided to stop eating so that she wouldn't have to pull her pants down in front of these guys. And I think on the second or third day, she's a 34-year-old woman, and she got her period. And the van guards would not give her, you know, any sanitary napkins. And so she was laying basically in her feces and blood in this van on the floor with all these guys around her for 5 days.
Tell me about the private company that transported her. Who are they? How often are they used in Maine? And also, who regulates them?
U.S. Prisoner Transport is the largest prisoner transport company in the country. They're based out of Nashville, Tennessee, and they are a for-profit company. They basically take contracts with states all over the country to move prisoners long distances. Like, for instance, in Maine, a one-day transport deputies will do here. But long haul, this company fills that niche of bringing prisoners over the long haul. And I would say Maine counties have used them for years because they don't have a lot of alternatives. They can't send deputies to Florida every day to pick prisoners up. So this company fills that niche.
And while, say, a sheriff's department or a correctional facility would have intense regulation and training, that's not necessarily true for this company?
It's not true for this company. And there are very limited regulations. They're doing the job of government. So they are supposed to act as if they are a government entity, you know, observing all the rights and responsibilities that prisoners are entitled to if they're being transported by a sheriff's deputy. But this company, even though it's required to do this, it doesn't really seem to care about that. They are moving as many prisoners as they can, you know, as quickly as they can to fulfill their contracts. So basically, they're unregulated and they're doing a job that no one else wants to do. So they're writing their own rules, really.
You've been in touch with this company, with U.S. Transport. How has it responded to your attempts to reach them and also to your investigation?
We sent requests to them for records, and because they are doing the work of government, the records that they produce in moving these prisoners are considered public records, and they so far have not responded to us. We asked for these records under Florida law and also under Maine law. And while I did speak to the president very briefly once, who said the request was with the attorney, we've never heard from them, and we've reached out, I would say, more than a dozen times to try to get some response from this company.
And they are supposed to respond to you under federal law.
They are supposed to respond. And I have looked at some of the federal lawsuits that have been filed against this company. They also declined to respond to federal requests for discovery information and federal requests by judges for information. So they're not very cooperative, that's for sure.
There have been several district attorneys who have weighed in since you did this investigation. What are they saying?
Well, the district attorneys who learned of Megan Quinn's treatment through our story in Cumberland County and in York County and also Androscoggin and Oxford and Franklin have stopped using this company. In fact, Cumberland had a pending contract with them last week and canceled that contract even though it was in place because the treatment of Megan Quinn was just so awful. There's also DAs in Kennebec, Somerset, and Aroostook County who don't use these private for-profit transport companies because they believe public agencies are better suited to transfer inmates.
Since your first report, have you heard from any other prisoners who've been treated in a similar way? Is there any chance for a lawsuit or any further investigation into the company's practices?
We've heard from a number of people who were transported from out of state to Maine, people who were transported from Maine to out of state. We've heard from people all over the country who have similar stories to tell, including people who were physically injured. We heard from a guy who developed sepsis in his legs because the shackles were on too tight. We heard from another man who was on the van for 10 days. And by the time he got to his destination in Pennsylvania, his legs were black from the knees down for lack of circulation. I do believe that Megan intends to sue this company, and that lawsuit has not been filed yet. But there certainly seems to be grounds for getting this company's attention and letting them know that what they're doing is not all right.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.